I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. Harry's Trees by John Cohen is a most peculiar story. It begins with a tragic accident. John is the author of two novels before Harry's. He was the recipient of an NEA fellowship for creative writing, and he was a co-writer of a film directed by Steven Spielberg. John begins. Oriana had lost a book. It's very special, Olive Perkins, the ancient librarian at the Pratt Public Library, had told her. Somebody had made it by hand. When Olive gave it to Oriana, she almost couldn't let go of it. There was a look in the old woman's eyes Oriana had never seen before, a fleeting, indescribable expression. Then Olive suddenly did the opposite, pushed the Grum's ledger into the young girl's hands and moved her briskly towards the oak doors of the library. But there's no due date, Oriana said. Olive still stamped her books the old-fashioned way with a rubber stamp and the due date slip pasted on the last page. She was a tiny, bird-boned woman, but the stamp hit a book like John Henry's hammer. It's due when you're done with it, child, Olive said. She dropped her voice to a whisper. And remember, you're my favorite reader, and now you're my most important secret keeper. The big library doors closed behind Oriana. It was wonderful. A secret. Tell no one about the Grum's ledger. Oriana loved how Olive trusted her. Most grown-ups don't know how to trust children. Amanda's husband died suddenly, and she took his death very hard. Oriana was her only solace. Harry, on the other hand, had lost his beloved wife, Beth, to a horrendous collapse of a construction site. Harry is confused and has no notion of what his life will be like. John continues. 1 year had passed, 4 gray, indistinguishable seasons, and Harry had missed not a single day of work, because what was he going to do at home? Home, the place where he ate peanut butter on stale crackers and fell asleep in the wing-back chair beside the fireplace that still contained the half-charred log Beth had tossed onto the grate the night before she was killed. Harry would lurch awake, rise stiffly, shower or not shower, and drive to work before dawn. Really, was there a better way to punish himself? He would work for the Forest Service until he was 65. No, the way the world was going, they'd keep raising the age of retirement. He'd work until he was 70, 80, 90. Perfect. Decade upon decade, clacking away on the keyboard until his heart sputtered out, his corpse sitting there for years, no one noticing the gnarled finger frozen above the delete key. The initial parts of the story are interesting, but I found a large part of the story was simply too long. John Cohen has a story to tell, and Harry's Trees is a good effort. 4 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading!